the Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world, wherever we roam, ancient words will guide us home.
Standing on a mountain that you think you cannot climb, the enemy's approaching, you hear him coming from behind. There is trouble all around you, and there's no place to run away, but there's a voice that's deep inside you. It's time to stand in faith.
I dare to believe that miracles happen and mountains still move and demons must flee. God that we serve, God that we serve, still much more than able. Yeah. So don't be afraid. You just stand up and say,
stand up and
I
say,
dare to believe. There's a miracle inside you. It's just a mustard seed of faith. But by the mighty hand of God now, you know that tiny was placed.
This world may try to crush you, it can never keep you down. For soon the life of God inside you will come breaking through the ground.
I dare to believe that miracles happen. Yes, they are.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Well, we are blessed to be here. Amen. Ask your neighbor, are you blessed to be in church? No, ask him like your voice is yours. Are you blessed to be in church? Hallelujah. Wonderful. Lift up your Bibles, lift up your gadgets with the Bible, and let's take our song. Ready to go.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure.
Life to us. Let your word be relevant and applicable to us. We are praying in the name of Jesus that you speak to every heart this morning. Lead us by your word and direct us by your spirit. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Fantastic. Well, it's always a blessing to come to church and receive the word of God. Amen. And especially if you're sitting by somebody who's your friend, it's always nice because you like to be comfortable in church. Amen. Wonderful. All right. We have an announcement. All right, do it later on. But next week, Sunday is Honor Your Prophet Sunday. Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. The Bible says, let him that is taught in the word communicates unto him that teacheth in all good things. And verse 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So I believe that as a church and as a ministry, this is one of our greatest privileges we can ever have, to honor the prophet that God has given us. Nobody said amen.
Amen.
Are you still here? This is one of the greatest honors that we have, to be able to have this opportunity to honor the gift of God that God has blessed us with. Hallelujah. The word honor is from the Hebrew word kabad, K-A-B-A-D, kabad, which means to treat something with great respect. Amen. To treat something with great respect and to make it valuable. Amen. Now, the word appears, the word honor appears in the Bible several times, but I'm saying that it means to you, it means kabad. It means to treat something with great respect. The thing is very, very valuable to you. Amen. So you are treating it with great care and respect. If your husband is valuable to you, you will treat him not with respect, but great respect. You didn't say amen. Are you still here? You treat him with great respect. Hallelujah. If your wife is valuable to you, you treat her not with respect, but with great respect. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
How many of you are hearing me this morning? If your parents are valuable to you, you treat your parents with not with respect, but with great respect. Am I coming home now? If your pastor is valuable to you, you treat him with great, with not with respect, but with great respect. Amen. If your bishop, if the founder, if our prophet is valuable to us, we will treat him not with respect, but with what? I couldn't hear you. Now, that is it. Every day of your life, you must value the gift of God in your life. It's a good place to say amen.
Amen.
Are you still here? Because what it is that appreciating a person or valuing a person is time related. Hallelujah. It is time related. It's not all the time that your mother will be around to value, for you to value and to honor her. She will not be there all the time. So while she's around, don't stop quarreling with your mother. Amen. Stop quarreling with your father. Value them. Amen. Yeah. One time I saw a lady whose husband had died. And the way she was crying, if I wasn't a Christian, I would have given her a knock. Because the way she maltreated her husband when she was around, when he was around, the way she was wicked towards her husband. You never thought she would cry. I was surprised that she could cry. And she was uncontrollable. She cried that she wanted to enter the coffin. Not the grave, the coffin itself. She wanted to enter into it.
Who is that?
Hey, what a shock. You know what I'm saying? And I know them very, very, very well. I said, hey! I mean, the crime was not easy.
People are not people.
People are not people. Too wild. But you see, valuation is related with time. Amen. I said amen. So remember the word kabad, to treat something with great respect. Amen. How many of you are hearing what I'm saying today? Right. Very important. Now, it also means to esteem something with the highest value. Esteem something with the highest value. When some of these superstars, musicians, and all of them die, they auction their shoes. They can buy a pair of shoes that Michael Jackson wore for $10 million. Yes. They can sell his belts for $15 million. And there are enough people to buy it. the fight of the auction and the fight over it. Because for them, this thing is so valuable. What a shock. But I'm saying to all of us here that we need to learn to value the gift of God with the highest type of value. Amen. Give it the highest honor you can give. The highest and the greatest you can give. Amen. Are you still here? A few scriptures and then we'll be going on. Now, Psalm 71, verse 8. Psalm 71, verse number 8. Can we all read together? Everybody join me. Let's all read together. Ready, go. One more time. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise. Amen. Now, I'm showing you here how to, when they say valuable, it means to celebrate the person. It means to think well. It means to do what is praiseworthy. So this scripture is saying that, let my mouth be filled not with criticism, not with insults, not with complaining, but let me filled with praise and with honor all the day. If you love God, if you value God, your mouth will be filled with praise all the day. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Charles, is your wife in church? Is your wife here? Where is Brother Charles' wife? Where are you? Yeah, join me. Come. Come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you are still here? Amen. The Bible is teaching us the essence of valuing. People who criticize their husbands a lot, they don't value them. Husbands who criticize their wives a lot, they don't value them. That's what, that's simple as that. Now, don't be afraid. You know, Jemima had an accident this year? When was it? Which month?
April.
She had a very, accident. The VIP bus turned over. So many things and people died and all that, but God spared her life. But she had an injury. She had which part of your body? The leg got terribly wounded and all that, but somehow got healed. But there was always pain in the leg. And then she came for the all night and she tied her leg with a mantle. The pain had vanished. Clap your hands for the Lord. Amen. So that's why I call it. Clap your hands for the Lord. May you receive a miracle in your life, an extraordinary miracle, an amazing miracle. Somebody shout amen. God still does miracles. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Okay, let's go on and keep talking about what are we talking about now? We are talking about honor. Amen. I said amen. Are you still here? Right. So quickly, I'm showing you the importance. And this is a very short message. And I want every single person in this church to honor the prophet that God has given us. I want the students. I want the married. I want the single. I want the men. I want the women. I want everybody here to decide that me, I will honor the prophet of God. The employer, the honor. Because what is going to happen is that, like I began to show you, honor is a seed. Amen. That's what's in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Verse 6 says that you must minister to the who ministers to you. And goes on to say that whatsoever you sow, anything, but do not be deceived. Your seed is not a waste of money. Your seed is not, when you take a seed and plant it to honor a man of God, you are not wasting your, you're not throwing away your money. Do not be deceived. Can I have an amen? And we are not deceiving you, and don't be deceived. Bible says that God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, what if you sow honor, you reap honor. I'm telling you. You look at young people who despised, who disobeyed, who rebelled against their fathers. When they grow up and become fathers, they reap from their own children. Yes, if you're a young person here, I need for you to learn to remember that if you show disrespect, disregard to your parents, just a matter of time, if God doesn't show you mercy, you don't repent and turn, and one day your children will also despise you. I know why you're looking at me that way. Serious message. Amen. Are you still here? No, I'm telling you. When you are very some way, you do what you like, nobody can correct you, nobody. I've seen it in my short life. I'm not so old. In my short life, I've seen people who have been through things. One day, I can't get into all that. But you see, I've seen people who are really, really some way. Really some way. Towards people in authority. But now when they have been promoted and they sit in that seat, they also reap what they have sown. And when they're reaping it, it's more. Because when you sow wind, you reap the whirlwind. Am I talking to anybody here? Yes. So learn to honor people in authority. Amen. David, are you with me? Let us learn to honor them. Because it's a seed. Tell somebody, honor is a seed. I didn't hear you. So that's why I'm preaching to you this morning that as we enter this season of honoring the prophet, remember that you are planting one of the best seeds you can ever plant. There are only three people in front are clapping. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Amen. There are people in my life who are very precious. And I value and honor them. My mother is very precious to me. I honor her. I call her regularly. Just to check on her. Are you okay? Is everything okay with you? I send her little send her give. If I have to do big, I do the small, I do the big one as well. Right. Amen. Wow. I said amen. Amen. Are you still there? Yes. We built a house for her. Because it's not too big to build a house for your mother. If you can, by the grace of God. Tiffy, when you grab the house for your mother, okay? Will you do it? What a shock. Hallelujah. How many of you are hearing me? At the back, are you hearing me? You have to honor people who are God gives you gifts in the form of human beings. When Christ ascended, he gave gifts to men. So remember, number one, that honor is a seed. Number two, turn your Bible and look at quick one. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1, 2, and 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Hallelujah. Amen. Obey your parents for what? This is right. So I'm showing you the right thing to do. The right thing to do is to obey your parents in the Lord. Tell your neighbor, this is the right thing to do. Hallelujah. You may be more educated than your parents. You may even have more money than your parents. But the Bible says that, for this is right. Amen. The right thing to do is to honor them and to obey them. And it goes on to say, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Hallelujah. And verse 3, that it may be well with thee. Amen. That is a second reason why you must honor. Bible says that if you honor them, it shall be well. Do you want it to be well with you? No, I didn't hear you at all. Do you really want it to be well with you? The Bible says that what you do is not just to fast and pray. You know, all things might work together for good. Some of us, we know how to fast and pray. But we don't know how to honor. But you must do everything. Is everything okay with me? Is my zip opened or something? You're sure? But My lacrosse is covering it. It was opened by his car. How do you know? Rascal. Hello? Right. So the Bible is saying that if you do that, it shall be well with you. Amen. Lay your hands on your neighbor and pray for it. Say, Lord, may it be well with my neighbor. May it be well with my neighbor. Hallelujah. Your life will go the right way. I say your life will go the right way. If you learn to honor your father and your mother, if you learn to give honor to whom honor is due, your life will go the right way. It will go the right direction. Say, I believe it. Are you here? All things must work together for good. Don't do one and leave out the other. And this is so clear and so specific that if you do that, it shall be well. Amen. With thee. And thou mayest live long on the earth. So long life is also related to honor. Dr. Mensa, that's what the Bible says. Long life is related to honor. I've not written the Bible. It's in the Bible. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Bible says, honor thy father and mother as the Lord thy God had commanded thee. It's a command. That thy days may be prolonged and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth unto thee. Amen. So, number one, honor is a seed. Number two, if you do that, It's the first commandment with a promise. Amen. Now, the next thing you should understand here about honor is the fact that not many prophets are honored in their own sphere of dominion influence. This is in Matthew chapter 13 and John chapter 4, verse 44 first. John 4, 44. Hallelujah. Bible says, and Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. What it therefore means, what it actually means is that a prophet has honor, but not where he is a pastor. What a shock. But a prophet has no honor in his own country. That means a prophet has honor, but not in his own country. What a shock. How many are you what I'm saying? The man should be honored. He's honored, but not where he is. Not among his own people, his own kindred. That's not where he's honored. So it is a pitiful thing that if you go to Israel today, they're making one of the main source of income is tourism. People are touring the place all the time. The followers of Jesus, Christians are going there, following the place where Jesus was supposed to have walked and all that. When they did cast to a carpentry shop, they told her that this is Joseph's carpentry shop. This is where Jesus learned carpentry. I really, really don't believe it, but I'm because how did they know that we will be coming there after 2,000 years? So for them to preserve it. But they're making a lot of money. They'll show you, they take you to the Cana place where Jesus turned water into wine. And they've made barrel. They built and said, this is the one that they put the water in and Jesus turned into. They think we are cheating. And you pay to go and look at it. $10. $50, you go and pay. So this is where Jesus made them fetch water and then the water turned into wine. And they build a church there, right there. They take you to the place where Peter went to catch fish from water and then opened the fish's mouth and coins came from his mouth. And so everybody is supposed to have lunch compulsory, whether you have to pay for lunch. And you have to, there's a fish called Peter's fish. You have to eat French fries and Peter's fish. So we're all very anxious. We say, wow, we are going to eat the type of fish that Peter caught in the sea. When they brought it out, son, it was tilapia. I said, ah, preacher's fish, you know, they've much. I have some in Kolegona Lagoon. I have some there. Ah! Fried tilapia, that's what they brought, called preacher's fish. Compulsory lunch, you have to pay for it. They're making a lot of money from Jesus, whom they did not believe and they crucified. The person that they despised, they chased out, they arrested him, they maltreated him, they crucified him. Today, that is one of the major sources of income for Israel. A prophet is without honor except in his own country. Go to places where, I mean, even Israel today, do you know that some years ago, the gay capital, the gay city, capital of gay people, was in Israel? Yes, Tel Aviv was the capital of gays. Do you understand gays? You don't understand gay. Or, do you understand? Ajua Benin and then Kojo Besia type of something. Uh-huh. Capital of gay. A place where our Savior was born. Yes. Yes, you're shocked. Yeah, I'm telling you. One day, a Jewish ambassador, from Israel's ambassador to, I think, Cote d'Ivoire, he came to the Kodesh. And when I was, after I finished preaching, and he was brought to, I didn't know he was brought to my office. And then he said, this is his first time in the church, in a charismatic church. And he said, it's okay. He said, he is surprised and amazed at the way we worship God. We are lifting our hands. We are kneeling down. People are crying. People are jumping. When you are preaching, people are saying, stand up and clapping their hands. And he said, you have taken our God too seriously. We have taken their God. The God, you have taken their word to work, their God to work up. Work up levels. We have taken their God too seriously. He said, because I go to the synagogue, I do these things, but the way you worship, the way he kept on looking around. He said, because people were shouting, they're kneeling, they're jumping. He said, wow, is this the same God that we serve? You sit down and see, we are taking your God further and further and further. We believe in him. We love him. You may despise him, but we value him. Can I have an amen? We are Gentiles. We are unwanted people. But the grace of God and mercy of God has grafted us in and qualified us to be children of Almighty God. Amen. Somebody shout amen. Amen. What you don't like, somebody will value it. What you despise, somebody will embrace it. I'm preaching. Yes. Yes. Are you still here or go home? You can ask all married people. Can ask them. Many wives are not the first choice. Why are you laughing, madam? Reverend Isaac, your wife is laughing. Many wives, I know somebody that your husband was trying to chase before he married you. You want me to tell your story? There was a girl that he was trying to chase. He would come to my office and said, Bishop, I don't know why she's not minding me. You know the Ugandan English. He can say, Bishop, when I call her, she's very cold. Cold, as they say in Uganda. Very cold. I don't know why. I said, Kevin Isaac, I believe you're going to work. Bishop, you are sure you're going to work? Bishop. And then eventually I didn't work. So when I say, many, in fact, almost every wife, you are not the first choice. But I was in the same office when Reverend Isaac came to me. Said, Bishop, I've met a lady. She likes me. She likes me. You know, she has met a few. He has said a few guys. He likes me. What a shock. Are you there? But actually, you are not the first choice. But somebody was bluffing. Someone was being nye-nye-nye-nye. I said, hey, me, I like. Look at how happily they are. Look at how, may you not lose what God has for you. May you not despise the gift. You have no idea the gift and the blessing that God has for you. As you despise the gift of God. Jesus said, a prophet is without honor. You may not know who he is. Later, you look back and you bite your fingers as you are bluffing the brother. Because he doesn't have a car.
Oh, say that
you, what do you have? I say, he doesn't have a car.
What do you have? Not even a
when I was in university, a gentleman went to propose to a lady. And then the lady asked him, where do you spend your holidays? The man said, we live at Inkawia. He said, I thought you were going to say London or some New York and career. She said, I'm going to pray about it. That was the end of their friendship. Are you still there? Today, that brother who was living at Inkawia, he goes to America like he's going to Kaswa and come. Clap your hand for somebody, for the Lord right here. If you don't know what we don't know what you are losing by despising the blessings of God. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? Two more points and we close. It's only 8:35. I pray that as a church, we value our prophets. We value the gift of God. It must not be said amongst us that this is a ministry that does not value the gift of God amongst us. Everywhere in the world, people are running after. Can we have Bishop Dagwood Miss's book? Can we have his books? Can we have his messages? Can he come and preach? I mean, a lot of times he cannot even handle the invitations and the honor. But may it not be that in his own church that he has started, we don't honor him. Am I talking to anybody here? And if you don't honor a person, it does not stimulate an anointing. Amen. For if you honor a person, it has a way of bringing great blessing. A final scripture, John chapter 8. John chapter 8, verse 48 and 49. John 8, verses 48. And 49. Can we all read it out loud and clear, please? Ready, go. That's verse 49 as well. Because I said it, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father. Can I have an amen? I have not a devil. You see, devils don't honor fathers. What a shock. Look at your neighbor's eyes. Ask him, are you a devil? No, ask him, are you a devil? No, I said, look into his eyes and ask him or her, are you a devil? So why do you quarrel with your father? Why do you quarrel with your father? Why do you quarrel with your mother? I have not a devil. The guys were saying, Jesus has devils. I don't have a devil. Amen. Because I honor my Father. Amen. Are you blessed already? So you show that you don't have a devil by the way you honor your Father. Amen. I am blessed. I have been close to our bishop more than perhaps all of you. Perhaps all of you combined. Pastor, I speak in tongues than all of you combined. Now, I've been close to him for many years. He's been my friend. We've been close. But besides being close and he being my friend, he's also my spiritual father. Can I have an amen? We are not talking about age. We are talking about grace. Amen. God has given the grace, him the grace. And I talk to him almost every day. All right? And all that. We play golf. We do every little thing together. And so on. But he is my father.
That's right.
And I have never, by the grace of God, despised and, belittled the privilege I have him to be my father. Never. Never. By the grace of God. Amen. I don't criticize him. I've seen Bishop unhappy before. I've seen him sad. I've seen him crying. I've seen adverse situations. But my greatest, the grace perhaps, that is to always see him as he is. The gift of God to me. Can I have an amen? That's why I'm blessed. And I believe I'm blessed. Can I have an amen? Are you still here? Look at this final scripture and then we close. 23. John chapter 5 verse 23 or 22. For the Father judged no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. Amen. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which hath sent him. Amen. If you do not honor the Son, you're actually not honoring the Father. So he said, oh, me, I honor God. I honor God. God is great. I honor him. But the way to honor God is honor the one that he has sent. Does it make sense? I guess what I'm saying. That's the way to honor God. You honor God by honoring the person whom he has sent. He said that all men, everybody say all men, say including Kadesh members. Neighbor, including you in particular, including you in particular. Hallelujah. That all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. So I'm saying to every one of you here, listen, my greatest joy is to see you prosper and do well. My greatest joy is to see you make it. And you make it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You make it here and you make it to heaven.
Amen.
You make it in your marriage. You make it in your business. You make it in everywhere you are. You succeed and you prevail. Say, I believe it. And I pray for you all the time. We pray that, Lord, open doors for the people. Open doors. Favor them. Take them higher. You will do well by the grace of God. That is my heart cry. For you to make it. But it's my duty to show you one of the most important keys of doing well is to honor the Father. Amen. And to honor the Son that the Father has sent. If you do this and practice it, not just for this is just one occasion that we have. The whole year, we have this one chance to say, I want to honor the prophets. The founder of this ministry. I'm not the founder. Amen? I'm just your pastor. That's a founder who started this ministry and by the grace started with about 20 people. Today we are blessed with over 3,000 churches in 80 countries by the grace of God. Hallelujah. And I believe that it's my duty as your pastor to tell you that this season, don't let it pass by you.
Amen.
Take a gift. Put a gift in an envelope. Say, Lord, pray over it. Say, Lord, I want to honor the prophet you have given me. The one whose books I read. The whose message I listen to. The one through whom we are blessed with this church. I want to honor him. And the God who sits in secrets will reward you openly.
Yes.
Stand to your feet, everybody. And clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Lift your two hands up high and let's pray. Commit yourself to God. Pray for yourself. Lord, may I see the importance of honor. May I not miss this very, very, very important part of honor of my life. Everybody talk to God right now. Talk to him. Lift your two hands and pray. Say, Lord, may I not be left out in this most privileged opportunity I have to honor the gift of God. I pray, oh God, that I shall be a partaker of the grace that is upon this man's life. Lift your hands and let's pray. Just for 3 minutes, pray. Then talk to God. We ask you to be gracious to us. Help us and bless us. Let this church be greatest of our love to us in this great season of honor. Help us to plant a seed so that we can live. We bless you for this morning. We ask that we'll be doers of your word. May everybody here be a doer of your word. Lord, we do it with great privilege and great honor. We pray in the name of Jesus that none of us will be left out in this season of miracles and blessing. May we do this and fulfill this good word. So what is ours will come to us. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Every head bowed and every eye closed. If you're here this morning, somebody invited you to come to church, but you are not sure you're born again. You don't know whether you will go to heaven or hell when you die. Today, in this service, I want to give you an opportunity. I want to give you a chance to let God take control of your life. Wherever you are standing here, close your eyes with me. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And I believe that today shall mark a day of a new beginning for you. If you're here right now and you are not born again, you need Jesus in your life. You want to say, Bishop, I know I'm a sinner, but I believe Jesus died for me. Today, I'm coming to you just as I am. Wash away my sin and make me a brand new person. If you're here and you really want to give your life to Jesus, you want to be born again, lift up your right hand and I shall pray with you. Lift your hand up high, high above your head. God bless you. I see your hands. Let it go high. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Don't leave this place without making Jesus the Lord of your life. I see. Let it go high. I see so many of you. Lift your hand up as I pray for you now. Father, thank you for these hands. I pray for every one of them. Save them. Make them brand new people. If your hand is lifted up, I want you to walk from where you are and come to me right in the front here. Just come. Just come.
Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray, and every joy sing every day.
Say this prayer. Everybody close your eyes with me and say this prayer. The whole church, join us as we pray. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Say it after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
This Sunday morning. I give my heart to you.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord.
And my Savior.
Forgive me.
Of all my sins.
Come into my heart.
Save me.
Write my name.
In the book of life.
I want to serve you.
I want to follow you.
I want to trust in you.
The rest of my life.
From today.
I am yours.
And you are mine.
From today.
I belong to Jesus.
From today.
I promise.
To serve Jesus.
The rest of my life.
Thank you, Father.
For hearing my prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart.
From this moment.
I am born again.
From this moment.
I am a child of God.
I will serve Jesus.
The rest of my life.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Clap your hands for all these wonderful people. All right. God bless all of you. Amen. I'm so happy that you came forward to give a letter to Christ. We see our pastor here. We're going to take you to New Believers Gardens, okay? Talk to you briefly and give you a little gift, and then you come back. Can you follow this way? Clap your hands for them. Oh, go ahead and clap your hands for them.